Which is it, Indiana or Pennsylvania?
No, I ended up sidetracking to get Chris's comment because of the Worcester comment.
I'm all confused now.
No, this is from Britain, from Chris in deepest Devon in the UK. Yeah. He has a 53 flying cloud. He has a blog at Aluminidler, Aluminidler .blogspot.com. Anyway, yeah, thanks, Chris, for sending that in, as well as the stickers. Great fun. So yeah, let's get back to Bob, Indiana Bob. He wrote, did I hear that I could record a message on my iPhone and email it, and you can open it and use it on the show? I have an update on my situation, in quotations. What email should I use? You can email those to tim@thevap.com, and I will get them just fine. And that's what Bob did. Now, he had an email before, and I didn't quite get into it. Oh, we lost Colin again.
No, you didn't.
Oh, you're there. Yeah, I looked on the wrong thing.
Maybe you lost Tim.
Yeah, oh, I told you, man. I got to go for a CT scan tomorrow. See if my brain's still here. Okay, so he had an email about some deal with trailers and wives and marriage and stuff like that. So I'll just let Bob tell you. Here he goes.
Tim, Rob, and Colin, this is Bob from Indiana, Pennsylvania, calling with an update on my situation. You may recall from a previous email, I was thinking of calling Dr. Phil, but decided to go to the panel of experts for some Airstream marital advice. The best way to explain it is to use a line from Rob's song, "Uh-oh, uh-oh." Well, I purchased our 78 Ambassador, my wife says it's your trailer, in early September as a birthday present. Unfortunately, before I could gently break the news, a big box from Vintage Airstream Supply arrived on our front porch. Well, you know the feeling when you're busted, and I certainly was. I've purchased drivers, putters, and any number of wedges over the years, but one can't hardly slip an Airstream into the driveway without it being noticed. My wife noticed, and now my beautiful 78 Ambassador is indeed a shiny doghouse. For a while there was silence in the house, but then the conversation began, and oh good, I thought, she will understand. And then the interrogation began. Why'd you do this? Don't you know we have a bounder? Who put you up to this? Did somebody twist your arm? What to do? What to do? And then as Ralphie blurted out football, I blurted out Tim and Rob and Colin. And as soon as your names rolled off my tongue, I knew I had sold you out. Sorry, fellas. And then things got worse from there. In fact, one night I was abruptly awakened with a kick. I can't sleep. What are you singing about, living in aluminum? I think you might need counseling. Well, I'm happy to report that things are going much better now. I have been attending Airstream Anonymous now for about 2 weeks. I am a confessed aluminitis addict. My wife thinks I'm doing much better. In fact, I told her I joined a men's therapy group, the WDCU. Women don't certainly understand. Do you think I should alert her to the WDCU retreats next year? Well, maybe she's coming around. I don't know. But I would appreciate some of the sage wisdom this show has to impart. Keep up the good work, and stay clear of the misses.
Oh, Bob, thanks.
that was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, and somewhat truthful for some. Hey, Rob.
Well, Bob, I was looking at it today, Bob, but you can go to this website called www.BewareOfTheDoghouse.com, and they've got lots of advice there too.
Well, let's impart some wisdom on this young man.
Go get 62 acres, and that way you can, when you pull it in, you pull into the very back of the field, out of sight.
Plant some big eucalyptus trees or something first.
I got plenty of hemlock and pine to pull it into, and you know, slowly work on the, you know,